This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
A lot of folks are fond of using buzzwords like reduce the size of government.
But what happens when you actually do? State Children and Family Services Secretary Marquita Garner-Walters says in the past decade, they've had to cut 30% of their workforce.
We don't have fewer children or families that we're caring for, but we lost 600 people. Do the math.
And she says being a social services caseworker isn't a so-called cushy state job.
We're a first responder. We're just like firemen and policemen. They go out 24 hours a day. So do we. In fact, a lot of our calls come at nights and weekends. And so if you're a state employee who's supposed to go home at 4 o'clock and you get called out on a case at 3, guess what? There's nobody to turn it over to. You carry that case all the way through the night and maybe deep into the next day, and you hadn't gone to bed yet.
Over time, that means burnout, with nearly half the state's caseworkers quitting less than 3 years after being hired.
Turnover is killing us, especially in Baton Rouge region. This is our highest turnover rate at 50%.
Part of the problem is pay, Walters says.
You can make as much stocking at Costco as you can working for DCFS. Our entry rate is under $30,000.
Though the 2% pay raise caseworkers received this July helps.
2% may not feel like much, but it was something.
And additional help is coming, as DCFS has now been awarded a federal research grant to test strategies to retain caseworkers. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.